The following recording is copyright 2010 Diocese of Little Rock, all rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
Today is the Feast of the Holy Family, and one thing that Mary and Joseph have in common with parents everywhere is that they will do whatever is necessary to protect and provide for their child. In their case, it means fleeing a murderous king and living for a while as refugees in Egypt, a land which in Moses' time had also been ruled by a king who killed babies. His parents acted resourcefully to save their son from Pharaoh. Later, God used him to free Israel from slavery to Pharaoh, which prefigures Jesus' far greater freeing of all nations from slavery to sin and death. Had their parents not acted resolutely to protect Moses and then later Jesus from danger, who knows where we'd be today? Isn't it interesting that on this Feast of the Holy Family, we have the story of the flight into Egypt? You know, praying together and treating each other well is certainly part of what it means to be a holy family. But today the scriptures direct our attention to something more fundamental: the obligation of parents to protect and provide for their children, and to act resolutely when their children are in physical danger or face the moral danger of bad influences. And isn't it true that one thing most of us have in common with the Holy Family is that when we were little, our parents did everything they could to protect us and to provide for us, just as, hopefully, their parents, our grandparents, had done for them. Some of our ancestors came to this country fleeing murderous kings. And most of our ancestors made great sacrifices so that we could have a better life. They were able to leave behind all that was familiar and comfortable because they believed that God would provide, just like immigrants today. The holiness of Joseph and Mary is seen not only in their piety and in their goodness, but also in their willingness to act resolutely to protect their child from danger, even when it meant crossing a line, in their case, fleeing to a foreign country. They walked by faith, confident that God would show them how best to protect their son. And so when God said, "Flee to Egypt," they didn't hesitate. They up and went. Mary and Joseph taught Jesus to walk by faith as well, putting himself and his future in God's hands, such that Jesus grew to adulthood knowing that he should go wherever the Father led him. And his holiness is evident also in his willingness to act resolutely to protect you and me from danger, even when this meant embracing the cross, crossing a line, and ending up executed as an enemy of the state. But Jesus had long since learned from his holy parents how to put his future in God's hands, confident that he would show him how best to protect and provide for those whom the Father had entrusted to his care, namely us. Free us from the power of a ruler even more murderous than Herod, Satan, the king of the underworld, and his earthly minions, the forces of evil still active in the world today. And one of the last things Jesus did at the other end of his life was to protect and provide for his mother, who had so selflessly protected him all those years. He said to John, standing there at the foot of the cross, "This is your mother." And to Mary, "This is your son." And from that moment, John took Mary into his home. In today's first reading, we are told that caring for our elders, being considerate of them even when their mind fails, is also part of what it means to be a holy family. Making sacrifices for our parents not only makes us grow in holiness, it even atones for our sins. Since they did all in their power to protect and provide for us when we were weak and vulnerable, we are now obligated to provide for them as they become weak and vulnerable, sometimes even having to act resolutely to protect them from dangers that they're no longer equipped to deal with, especially if they enter into that painful to see second childhood of the elderly. This too is part of what it means to be a holy family.